Today I'm going to read to you Hazrat Bala Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's letter to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. Very depressing. In this letter, he says of his condition. You'll be surprised what a condition he had. People never understood him. People never even realized who he was. What a great person. He wrote this letter, first of all, it took him some time to write this letter. In whatever condition he was going through, he thought it was just a temporary condition. But thereafter he came to realize, جب عرصے گزر گیا اور اس میں زیادتی دیکھی, when he saw that there was an increase in whatever he was doing, in other words, not much improvement, he said, پھر اپنا فرض سمجھا کر حضور والا کو اطلاع کر کے حسب فرض فرض is very important that the murid must be, it's compulsory for him to inform his shaykh. It's first of all. سمجھ کر کرے کہ یہ اپنا فرض عین ہے. It's my فرض that is compulsory for me that I must inform you. See, one thing you must understand, if you want to improve, you want to progress, and you want to go more near to Allah Ta'ala, then you must be open. There was nothing that will be hidden. Here this letter is showing that it is first on me that I have to inform you for what I am going through. However, he says, for 1 year, or for last year, agar khilaaf tabiyat kisi se baat ho jati, to bahut nagawar ho jata. For me to read this, Maa Hazrat never gets angry or annoyed. But this letter is the time when he was studying in Darul Uloom Deoband. And he just became there to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. In his student days, he wrote this, that if something takes place again by tabiat, I get very angry. Why I am saying this? That we have to also bring that quality to us. Everyone says you love your shaykh, but more important is to bring that quality into you. Because everything in this world today is going against your tabiat. You want certain things to happen, it's against you. It is not happening according to that. You go to your office, you want according to this to happen, it's not happening like that. A man got certain things to do, he told this person will do it tomorrow, he never comes tomorrow. Everything is opposite. Whatever you're doing is opposite. The man gives you promises, it doesn't come true. It's opposite. As he says, it's khilaf-e tabiyat se kisi baat ho jaye to bahut nagawar hota hu ke naraz ho jata. I feel very hurt about him, offended too, annoyed too. This was his initial status. This does not mean that we must take advantage. This will tell you what Hazrat he was. Aur uska asal uska ke shuru bhi hi raha. For some time it was in him. They get annoyed very quickly. That person not come on time. Something against my tabiat at home. All those things happening today. Today we are faced with these conditions. You want your work to be done like this. The children don't come to the mothers on time. Everything happening opposite what against your tabiat. Now you're getting annoyed and disturbed. You're getting so disturbed. But this condition has been worse for some time. Rafta, ab bahut arse se ye halat ke khilaf tabiyat khilaf fayda hone par kal ko takleef to hoti hai. After some time, for some time, it happened, it's continually happening. But now, my tabiyat is this ke khilaf ke khilaf hua tha to kal ko takleef hoti hai magar gussa to kya na gawar nahi hota. That now is my condition that I get the tilt in my heart. But no gussa anymore. No gussa anymore. I'm going to explain to you what how we have to live our lives in this world today. This is what is wanted. What does it say? Ke یہ حالت کے خلاف طبیعت خلاف قائد ہونے پر قلب کو تکلیف ہوتی ہے. It's obvious if someone does something against your tabiyat. You must get تکلیف. You must get hurt. Your child does something against your thing. Your worker does something against your thing. Everything happening against your thing. Whole day you can see. Everything happening. The painter was supposed to come, he comes 2 days after it. The builder comes, he comes after 2 days. He gives you all kinds of stories. All this you are facing, would you know, you've got to meet certain things, your commitments, you can't meet it. You have faced all kinds of commitments. So yeah, what this is, a khilafat al khilaf khana to qalbul taqif hoti hai. No doubt you're getting taqif. How come this man never come? How come this thing happening? But, magar gussa to kya, nagawar nahi hoti. Gussa to kya, no anger. Nagawar bhi nahi hoti. I don't get offended anymore. I don't get offended. To this point you will have to understand that we are facing these conditions all the time. That does not mean that now because Hazrat is tabiyat like humans, our tabiyat can come like. No, they're able to sit on the head then. The wife will sit on the head. The worker will sit on the head. This to tell you that how you must respond. Your akhlaq must not be lost. You can't be the same when Hazrat is one time. There was no salt in the pool. Now every day the wife gives no salt in the pool, what happened then? You just keep quiet. But then, as they say, I think there's no salt in the pool today. How that is now? Sweet. But if you're going to look at things with a different manner, what will happen? So if you have to bring about any changes, bring yourself to change first. You change yourself. Make it that how you speak to people. How you speak. If خلاف کا تو تکلیف ہوتی ہے مگر غصہ کیا نہ یہاں تک کہ بعض دفعہ when the person sometimes as he says کہ with a person brings food less late food late when the food comes late کھانا کبھی بالکل نہیں لایا sometimes he does not bring the food to. Listen to this very carefully because when you go home you're very hungry. But don't get angry. I'm saying this for a reason. You're coming very hot, you know, you're coming from work now. You're coming from work. My husband was like this. You're coming from work, you're very hungry now. You went home, what happens? The food is not ready. The food is not ready. Now, husband is no more husband now. He's someone else. As it says that a person does not even bring his food sometimes. Mahazat wala. Nawallah. He does not even bring the food on time, does not bring food at all. He says that baad dafa, naan bato, bas faqa hai jata hai. In other words, you will know that bilkul kabhi bilkul nahi laya. In that way, the food does not come at all. Now what will happen to you and me? I'm not reading this thing just to merely to make you happy, just to tell you how my Hazrat was, and you say, you know, I love Hazrat Mona Masyidullah so much, give me some life of it. Bring little bit of his character in us. Do not get angry at home when you go when there's no food on time. Hazrat says that sometimes he's so hungry too, but he goes through hunger, but he just keeps going. Khamush. انتظار میں فاقہ کرنا پڑا دو بین وقت پر کپڑا نہ لایا. Now that is one condition of when come to food. He did not eat food, he went through hunger, but not a word. I know when Hazrat Ji sometimes people come to the khanka, they pay him. Sometimes there is a khana, there is a door. Send the food late. Hazrat paid me for food there. Oh, some people get into rage. They lost their purpose when they sat in a khaka. There the test is there, the small test is not like the big test where the buzul take other mother. There's a test like this, bring the food late. Now you and I must make it a habit that we will go home to the food ready but not eat the food straight away. Make it a habit, no, I'll go. I'm going to fight, I'm not going to eat the food straight away. I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat. Hold yourself to make a tabiat like that. Hold yourself. To make your tabiat. That anger must not come into you. That anger, why the food not of time? What is this? So, this baal the baal. Dhobi the kapra, you know, in the dhobi means the person who washes the clothing. Now he doesn't bring the clothing too. You got just one to draw, you got, you didn't bring the clothing. Or kabhi dhobi, but I kabhi haan se dhoka bhele. It comes to the extent that the dhobi does not bring the clothing for husband, that so happened that he has to wash his own hands. Did you do that anything? That the dhobi does not bring the clothing. Hazrat says that sometimes I just wash my clothing myself. This is what you call aadmi. This is what you call. To read tasbih and to make zikr and all is very easy. To bring this quality into us. This quality. Magar vicharon se naraaz hone ko gussa karne ko dil nahi chahta. When the brother brings the clothing there, my heart does not desire to get angry. But you and I, when that will come, I'll show him a point. I'm going to tell him this and tell him that, tell everything. And sometimes he comes and nothing. Just to tell you, Prophet says, when the time he does not bring the clothing, he does not say one, he does not say, I do not have the desire to get angry. Allah. No, no, Hazrat said that you know, isko ziba kar diya. Gusse ko ziba kar diya. You can sacrifice those gusse colors. If the wife does not bring your clothing on time, how would you respond? Khalas, where's my kurta? Where's that other thing? Remember these things from Hazrat. How did Hazrat respond? Not a word. Bilkul gusta nahi hai. You kept on kurta, you wear that kurta, unfortunately that kurta went for washing. You did not tell the wife. Another kurta came, khalas. All that you must think of this, the reason for this, the madhis is this, bring that quality into us, ke khuda na kare. Something she washed and something else is coming out. How do you respond? What do you say? Allah, bilkul. کبھی نبی نمی سے سمجھا بھی دیا تو خیال ہوا کہ شاید وہ ناوار ناغوار ہوتی. سم ٹائم ہی ایکسپلین ٹو دا پرسن سو سافٹلی وتھ کائنڈنس دیٹ ہی تھنک ٹو ہیمسیلف ٹولڈ ہی آئی ہیو کاز ہارم ٹو ہیم. آفٹر اسپیکنگ ٹو ہیم سو نائسلی وتھ بیوٹیفل ورڈز دیٹ آئی تھنک یو نو ہی کین ناٹ ڈو دس ناٹ ڈو بٹ دین ہز ہرٹ ہز ہارٹ. ڈیڈ آئی کاز اینی ہارم ٹو ہیم؟ ڈیڈ آئی کاز؟ ڈیڈ آئی کاز؟ دوسرے وقت آ کر معافی چاہتا ہے. اللہ نا یو کان ڈو آل دیٹ ناؤ دین دا پرنسپل ہے. نیکسٹ ٹائم حضرت دیٹ پرسن کا حضرت آس کے حضرت معاف کرنا پلیز آئی گیو یو تکلیف آئی گیو یو تکلیف اینڈ دے واٹ حضرت دس کہ ان خوش کرنے کے لیے کچھ پیسے زائد دے دیتا ہوں. واٹ کائنڈ آف کوالٹی از دیٹ ناؤ؟ واٹ کائنڈ آف کوالٹی؟ The student in the madrasa, how they must behave. There must be no such thing as anger coming into our houses and offices everywhere. No anger at all. Anger must come. Hazrat Wala said, aise mauke par foran ye khyal ho jata hai ke is gulam mein aur nichar mein koi farak nahi. When the time when you give that money to that person, it comes in the heart and says, is gulam aur mere darmiyan koi farak nahi. I don't take him lower than me. You know how we do? We do our workers. You take them lower than you. As he says, is gulam mein aur un bicharon mein koi farak nahi hai. Hazrat take himself as gulam. And uspe koi farak nahi hai. Bring that quality into you and ask khuda kare inshaAllah. Do not look down at anyone. Hazrat says, koi farak nahi hai. اور یہ خیال آتا ہے کہ یہ سب میرے محبوب کے ہیں. اللہ لک ایٹ دس اسٹیٹ ان حضرت سیز ہی سیز حضرت سیز دس پیپل آر می آر وی آر دس نوٹ آئی مین دس نوٹ ڈفرنس ان می. یہ سب میرا محبوب کے ہیں. میرا محبوب اللہ تعالیٰ. یہ سب میرا محبوب. اف یو لک ایٹ ایوری مومنٹ وتھ دیٹ انٹینشن دیٹ دیٹ از مائی محبوب
how will you deal with them? In which way you deal with them?
Ye mera mehboob hai, my beloved ones. Phir to kuch kehne ki himmat nahi hoti.
He says, when I think like this, that these are my mehboob, all belong to my beloved Allah Ta'ala, I do not have the himmat, the courage to say anything.
Allahu.
I do not have the courage to say. Sharam aati ki nanay se mehboob khuda ke kisi makhlooq ko takleef pahunche.
Sharam aati hai. Hazrat using this word, I don't like to use it, nalaik. Hazrat say nalaik himself.
Lowering himself, not with words, only in reality. That is taking it down so low and say, kisi makhlooq ko takleef na pahunche. From my saying nalaik, I mustn't give takleef to anyone.
My dear friends, this one statement is very serious statement. That kisi ko takleef na pahunche.
If only you and I can bring this quality into us, that kisi ko takleef na pahunche.
Whether it's your wife, whether it's your mother, whether it's your uncle, whether it's whosoever, your worker, kisi ko takleef na pahunche. Not a small thing, it's a very big thing and a very difficult thing. Because remember, we give takleef to everyone very quickly.
Very quickly we give takleef. یہاں تک کہ کوشش ہوتی ہے کہ خادم نے کسی کو ایذا نہ ہو.
حضرت سید ریٹن حضرت تھانوں that I make effort that I'm اپنے طرح سے کسی کو ایذا نہ ہو. I mustn't cause any kind of harm to anyone. Do you and I think like that?
We say those words and then we think what happened. We say those words, whether it's the ustad, whether it's the father, whether it's the mother, whether it's the father, we say the words straight away. And then we think, کیا ہو گیا?
And hear what he says. حد تل امکان کوشش کر کے خادم سے کسی کو ایزا نہ ہو.
اللہ اکبر. If you can bring that, that only that quality can only come into us if we begin to talk less. Why Hazrat Wala was talking very less? That bring that quality, talk less. As much as possible, talk less. The more important you're going to be, the more you talk less.
حضرت اس کا یہ اثر ہے کہ حضرت نہ ہوئی حضرت تھا اسی حضرت
اس لیے کہ دیٹ اف آئی سی اے واسپو دل نہیں چاہتے بھگوان
واسپ یو نو وین حضرت از طبیعت از ایون از 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 بگ کانٹ ٹیک کانٹ ٹیک خیال ہوتا ہے کہ یہ ناک بکا سب سے بدتر تو جوڑ پر اس شخص خدا کے ناپن کرتا رہتا ہے
لوگ حضرت سے یہ خیال ہوتا ہے کہ یہ ناپاک یہ سب سے بدتر روز شخص خدا یہ دیکھ سکتا ہے لوگوں سے
یو نو ٹو سی سم تھنگ دیٹ آئی ایم دا لوئسٹ آف دا لوئسٹ از ویری ایزی بٹ اف سمون یو سے نو آئی ایم دا لوئسٹ آف دا لوئسٹ سے ناؤ نو ڈاؤٹ یو آر لوور دین دیٹ ٹو ون مہاجر تھوڑا دس مہاجر تھوڑا دس یا یو لوور دین دیٹ ٹو سی واٹ ہیپنز ٹو یو
He forgot what he said to. One day Hazrat said this. کہ کہنا کہ میرے بس میں تو ایک خنزیر اور کتے سے بدتر ہوں کہتے ہیں ہاں تم ان سے بدتر ہے He wasn't that too. Look what happens to you. He said himself the thing. And then he reminded him, he heard about it. So it's very easy to say all that. But the time someone tells you, then you come to know. Whether you are true in what you say. تو ہر سے خدا کی خدا پر میں کرتا رہتا ہوں لوگ وی ایڈ آئی یو ایڈ آئی وی ڈو سم تھنگ گڈ وی تھنگ وی ڈوئنگ ون لٹ آف گڈ یہ حضرت ان سو میں دا گڈ اسے لیکن پھر فرماتے کہ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ خدا کی نا پرمان کرتا رہتا خدا کی ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وائی دے ڈو ناٹ لک ایٹ دا ایکشنز اونلی اللہ میڈ دیم ٹو ایٹ دے نیور تھنک ارننگ ہائی We think higher of our actions. They never think higher. Allah Ta'ala maaf farmate dete hai. Allah Ta'ala forgive us all. Maaf farmate. Agar grip farmayenge to kabhi thekar na rahe. Talking about himself. Then my condition is that I'm so much drowned in sins and all. But yet only Allah Ta'ala forgive us.
یہ لوگ بیچارے ہمارے طبیعت کے خلاف کرتے دیتے، کیا یہ نہیں ہوتا کہ سب کر لیں اور تیری طبیعت ہی کہ جو ناگواری ہوں حضرت، یہ بھی دل میں آتا ہے کہ سب من جانب اللہ ہے، حضرت کرتے وہ آپ سے انجو وٹ ایور از ہیپنگ ٹو می از من جانب اللہ کی گولی کرنے والا تھا، وائی ڈونٹ وی تھنک لائک دیٹ ٹو، وائی ڈونٹ وی تھنک لائک دیٹ اینی ون ڈز کمپنی اگین کا طبیعت من جانب اللہ اس کے اللہ. When someone did not come on time, or someone did something to you, these mean janib illahi kam Allah. And if the thing is coming from Allah, then how will you respond? Will you get angry? You will never get angry. The food was not ready mean janib illah. The work is not come on time mean janib illah. Everything mean janib illah. So if you take it as coming from Allah, then what happens to you? کوئی کھانا نہ لے، کسی نے کپڑے نہ دھوئے، اف دا پرسن ہیز بین فوڈ آن ٹائم بی من جانب اللہ. کسی نے کچھ غم کر دیا، حالانکہ ایسے وقت میں یہ خیال آتا ہے کہ یہ جانور موزی ہے اور موزی ماننے کا حکم ہے. سم ٹائم یو نو نظر سی دن اینیمل اسے مت کھیل رہتی اٹ از قتل موزی قبل عید آؤں ویوہار کر دوں دیکھ. اگر ان جانوروں کو مار دیا، ان لوگوں کو کچھ کہہ دینا، کہتے ہیں ابھی اپنے وقت ہونے کا خیال قطن نہ آئے اور ان بیچاروں کو چھوڑ چھوٹا اور حقیق نہ سمجھ کر کے آ جائیں. اینڈ ایف ہی ڈز سم تھنگ ٹو سے سم تھنگ ٹو ہی ڈز ناٹ تھنک دیٹ پرسن ٹو بی حقیر یو نو ٹو گیو ایڈوائس ٹو سم ون ویری ایزی بٹ دا ٹائم یو گیو ایڈوائس ٹو ایور تھنگ یو سیلف دیٹ آئی ایم ناٹ ٹیکنگ لو دین می. If you're taking yourself lower than that person, then what benefit you got? Un bechalon ko chhota aur haqeeq na samajh kar to koi harz na ho magar Hazrat Allah ya khayal ya sab ye mere mehboob ke ye mere in aim is in Hazrat is it ke magar Hazrat Allah wallah sidde take an oath ye khayal ke ye sab mere mehboob ke. Why don't you also do the nice thing like that? That wife who's giving you life and giving you everything, when this does something else, something against your tabiat, ye mere mehboob ke. Why don't you think like that? That so many good things you do for you, one small thing she does wrong, why don't you take her to task? Why don't you think ye mere mehboob ke? حضرت والا واللہ یہ خیال سے میرے محبوب کی ان میں سب کو روکتا ہوں، کچھ کہنے کو دل نہیں چاہتا. آئی ڈونٹ وش ٹو سے اینی تھنگ ٹو دیم ایٹ آل. آئی فیل دی اللہ دے آل یور محبوب. یو نو اف یو اونلی ٹیک لائک دیٹ اللہ اٹ بلانگس ٹو آل اللہ محبوب، ول یو بی اینگری وتھ دیٹ پرسن؟ ول یو کاز ہارم ٹو دیٹ پرسن؟ وان دیٹ حضرت تھانوی رحمتہ اللہ روڈ دس. Let us answer now. When he wrote this condition, Hazrat is, what a condition of Allah. What a condition. Mubarak. What else he wants? Mubarak. Only one thing is this. Jis surat mein ye koi kisi bata diya ki ye, when you see a wasp or you can see anything, just say someone else to kill it. Say someone else to kill it. If you cannot do it, was it worth it? Teach him also that one. This was Mahajaj's letter to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah when he was a student. When he was a student in Darul Noon Deoband. When I read this letter this morning, it really affected me. That this is Mahajaj whose life was of this kind that he does not know what the meaning of kisi ko taqeed dena. He does not know what a word to mean, how to mean kisi ko taqeed. He does not know. One day actually he came to the room to sleep. The cat was on the bed. The cat was on the bed. The whole night Hazrat sat on the floor. Hazrat slept on the floor, did not sit on the bed at all. He could taqeed not there. If janwar ke saath ye mamla hai to insaan ke saath kya mamla hai? جانوروں کے ساتھ یہ مانگ. ون ڈے کم واکنگ ٹو دا مسجد، فرام دا مسجد گوئنگ ٹو دا ہاؤس،
One head is drinking water there, just drinking water. He stops straight away there. Doesn't stop. All of walking stopped. He took a U-turn and he went there. He took another road. He said, do you know why I stopped there? Do you know why I turned there? He said, the hen was drinking water there. Now if you go there, that hen will walk, run away. It won't quench its thirst. Where our mind goes to, Marana, it won't get its thirst, quench its thirst. So that Tunkumita Chinta, he takes another road and goes there. For what he's telling us? He's telling us because he's in someone. Apne andar ye baat paida karo. Bring that thing in us. Bring that quality into us. Then you see, inshallah, that what my hazard is.
شدت اور اس نتیجہ میں خلق و خدا کے ساتھ شفقت اور حمدی کا جو رنگ آپ نے اس مکتوب میں دیکھا ہے آخر عمر تک آپ کی طبیعت.
This color of vision is what I can end. What you saw in this, what I mentioned now, this color of Hazaji, right till the end it remained, right till the end, the day he left this world. Kisi ko takleef never gave anyone takleef to that extent. We were so sick, but when he wakes up in the morning, slowly he wakes up to go to the toilet, kisi ko takleef. He walks, he makes wudu also. Hazrat Tabiyat was like this, that he wakes up with tahajjud namaz, he would not wake up anyone else. He wake up quietly, and unless they wake up themselves. But when he came to Salah, he wake them up. Came to Salah, he wake them up. But tahajjud was quiet. Not to give takli of any kind. To bring that up, ishara is batlaya karte ke kai aur iza na poncha hai. قیام دیوبن کے زمانے میں آپ کو معمول تھا کہ سالانہ امتحان سے فارغ ہو کر شعبان کو.
This was the condition of Hazrat in Rakhi. When he was a student in Dar al Diyoban.
When he comes to Shaban, after that he goes to Thanabon and spend his time with Hazrat Thani Rakhi. This is the sheikh who everyone asks, who is Hazrat Masihullah Sahib? You don't hear of his tahajjud namaz. You won't hear of his zikr. You'll hear this. اپنے سے کسی کو تکلیف. Now why I said, why King Maha to say this to Ramadan is coming now. Ramadan, lot of people are angry. Oh, Allah, lot of people are angry. Sometimes the wives have to eat tears too. The great month of Ramadan. My husband told one murid only, Ramadan of Ramadan, Quran here. Hold the Quran and continue with the Quran hold. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much door in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. Eat the Quran instead of eating the food. Let the women eat the Quran too. Why? Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his daughters in the month of Ramadan should eat 15 paras a day. If only a woman, you know, they ask, Allah, what was I doing in Ramadan? What was he fired? What zikr was it? Well, the zikrullah akbar. The more the Quran you read, become the person. Read as much as for the Quran. Then when you come to eat the food too, that you remember you eating, reading Quran, spoke to Allah Ta'ala. If the food is not right, you just keep quiet, not ready to eat it, of nakam. You won't do anything, you have nakam. Kisi ko takleef. So I want this majlis, which especially I read it out today, is that I want it to be known to everyone. That bring that quality. Not only Ramadan, but Ramadan is just a practice. If you bring that in the month of Ramadan, then inshallah throughout the year, Khuda kare hamesha zindagi mein wo zindagi mein aapko aa jaye. Allah ta'ala amal karne ki taufeeq nasib kare. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. واقم السلام عليكم انت وليي في الدنيا والاخره. توفني مسلما واخبر بالصالحين. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان ونحشرنا يوم القيامه بحمد. بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي اخر الزمان. فصلى الله تعالى على حق سيدنا محمد.
وَرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ.